WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 65 degrees, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The government this morning reports on spring quarter gross domestic product growth, how much the economy expanded.
The survey of economists by Dow Jones Newswires and the Wall Street Journal says today's report should show the economy grew at an annual pace of 2.2%, down from the 3.4% reading the quarter before. That would indicate the economy is slowing a bit, but consumers are still spending at a healthy rate.
ABC's Daria Albinger. A Las Vegas jury convicted former local politician Robert Tellis of murdering investigative journalist Jeff German, blaming him for his political demise. The jury sentenced Tellis to life in prison with parole possible after 20 years. January 6th insurrectionist Dan Edwin sentenced to 5 years in the penitentiary. Prosecutors say the Kentucky electrician communicated with other right-wing extremists while they were all assaulting the Capitol January 6, 2021. This is ABC News. A flight they won't soon forget. ABC's Alex Stone tells the tale.
The United Airlines Boeing 737-900 was flying from Cancun to Chicago when over Louisiana the plane hit severe turbulence. The pilots diverted to Memphis. United says the plane hit a short period of turbulence. At least six people were hurt, all with minor injuries. Paramedics met the plane when it landed in Memphis. One person went to a hospital. There were 182 people on board. United says it happened while the seatbelt sign was on. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Separately, labor pains in the friendly skies. The union representing flight attendants at United announced that 99.99% of the membership voted to authorize a strike. First time in 20 years they've done so. After walking away from federally mandated negotiations, the union will ask for a 30-day cooling-off period, setting a potential strike deadline. And, of course, Congress and the president could stop or stall a strike. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 81, mostly cloudy at times, to peaks of sunshine, a slight chance of a thunderstorm later in the afternoon. Muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely late tonight, a low of 68. A small chance of showers early tomorrow, then turning less humid, a high of 80. Mainly clear and comfortable Friday night, a low of 55. Saturday, mostly sunny and warm, a high of 83. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy and cooler, a high of 73. And Labor Day Monday, comfortable with plenty of sunshine and 73. In Richland Center, yesterday's daytime top temperature was in that range of 88 degrees. At midnight, we were at 68, and now we're at an overnight low of 65 degrees. That's the latest, and it's how it goes weather-wise today on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we have at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, parts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, star-spangled banner.
ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know. Souls in your hands. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know. Souls in your hands.
Kris Kristofferson and the classic Why Me, Lord. As we start the day in a positive way, Alabama did the honors for our national anthem to officially begin the festivities today. The old Light in the Milk House show. Greetings from Sextonville, where it's quiet and sort of muggy and the grass is growing. Although, you know, I hate to say it, but it is a little dry in some places. So after all the belly aching I did about rain earlier this year, you know, so here we go. It all always averages out, it seems like. But we could be in line for a little rain, as the forecast said, especially late tonight. There are some chances. Well, let's start those chores off today. Here's Porter Wagner on the Light in the Milk House show.
Two sisters lived alone out in the country. Their names were Katie and her sister Liz. They farmed to raise the food that graced their table. Liz never went to town, but Katie did. Katie went to town each Saturday morning to sell the eggs and buy for her and Liz. Their only needs just some salt and sugar. They grew the rest, her and sister Liz. Liz never went to town like Katie did. Liz never knew a man but Katie did. For I saw them one evening when they thought they were here. And you should have seen the things that him and Katie did. Walk by Liz and Katie's house each evening. The was on my way home from school. Then one evening Katie smiled and spoke so softly. As I stood there blushing I knew. Then she asked me if I'd like to have some cookies that she'd baked for her and Sister Lee's. Then as Katie took me in their kitchen, I never closed the door but Katie did. She took my hand and my heart beat so wild. A sound like coffee a-perkin' with no lid. And I shook so bad I even dropped my cookies. I didn't know of love but Katie did. Liz never knew a man but Katie did. She said it's lonely here with Sister Liz. But I just kept on eating cookies. I was just a dumb kid. I wish I'd known of love back then like Katie did. Oh, I wish I'd known of love back then like Katie did.
Set up a quiet space for your kids to do their homework. Good habits start with a safe environment. Sponsored by Rockwell Automation, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Oakwood Fruit Farm, and Cobus and Bus Richland Center.
And Rocky Top, getting me warmed up for the aerobic polka coming up just a little bit here. A reminder from Community Calendar, Wisconsin Secure Program Facility, the prison in Boscobel, is hosting a blood drive with the American Red Cross from 10 until 3 today. The blood drive will be held in the M building at the east end of the parking lot. To pre-register, call 1-800-733-2767. Go online to redcrossblood.org or call Randy Place at American Red Cross at 563-845-1937. A farmer's market will be held in the Lone Rock area every Thursday from 4 until 8. They'll be at Center Park today on Highway 130 across from the Lone Rock Community Building. Local vendors and food trucks are welcome for $10 a site. And the Richland Center Lions Monthly Car Cruise and Burgers will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds from 5 until 8 this evening. And it looks like the weather will permit that, so we'll hope it does. Should be a good night to get out and see some cars and eat some burgers and stuff. Sounds like a good thing to me. A good pastime. We'll check sports. Hey, it was a good night for the Brewers last night. Details coming up.
How old was I when I first seen old Rivers? I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and, well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. He used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun would get high and that mule would work, and old Rivers would finally say, whoa. He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. He'd say, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds, where the cotton's high and the corns are growing, and there ain't no fields to plow. I got a letter today from the folks back home, and they're all fine, crops is dry. Down near them end, Mom said, son, you know old Rivers died. Sitting here now in this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me. Now one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds, where the cotton's high and the corns are growing, and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me.
Walter Brennan in a classic story of old Rivers here on the Light in the Milk House show. It's 18 minutes after 5.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right. Just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing? Collision Center, GM Certified Service, Medium Duty Truck Shop, plus Auto Glass, Bedliners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
In sports, Freddie Peralta pitched 6 scoreless innings. William Contreras capped a 5-run fifth inning with a 2-run home run, and the Brewers hung on to beat the Giants 5-3. Peralta allowed only 1 hit and 2 walks through 5 innings. The Giants threatened in the 6th inning before Peralta struck out a batter and also let out a scream as he walked from the mound. Peralta finished with 8 strikeouts. San Francisco left-hander Kyle Harrison allowed a 1-out single in the 1st inning and then retired 11 of the next 12 batters before the Brewers broke through in the 5th inning with the run. The two teams will wrap it up this afternoon. That's a 1:10 first pitch time. The Giants and Brewers will be wrapping it up with Hayden Birdsong going for the Giants and Aaron Civale for the Brewers. In other games from last night in the National League, the Cubs They've been scoring some runs this week. 14-10 over Pittsburgh. St. Louis 4-3 over San Diego. Colorado 8, Miami 2. Arizona 8-5 over the Mets. In the American League, Cleveland 7, Kansas City 5. Seattle 6-2 over Tampa Bay. Texas 3, the White Sox 1. Boston 3-0 over Toronto. It was also Texas 4, the White Sox 3. Detroit 3-2 over the Angels. And in interleague play, Houston 10, Philadelphia nothing, Oakland 9, Cincinnati 6, Washington 5, the Yankees 2, Atlanta 5-1 over Minnesota, and the Dodgers beat Baltimore. That score was 6-4. And that is a look at today's scoreboard, courtesy of the Sports Boosters.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
22 minutes after 5 o'clock. Hopefully you're loose and you're limber. Ouch. Okay, here we go. It's aerobic polka time. 1 minute. Two.
I've got a champagne taste and a beer bankroll. It gets me in trouble all the time. Oh, my dreams are high, but my funds are low. I'm a millionaire who hasn't got a dime. I've got a gal I love, and she loves good times, fur coats and diamonds big as rocks. With my champagne taste and my beer bankroll, I need all the money buried in Fort Knox. I've got woes, I've got woes. I pick daisies when I'd rather buy a rose. I'm tired of IOUs and those down payments, 'cause I'd like to own one thing that's mine. For that champagne taste and that beer bankroll gets me in trouble all the time. I'd rather buy a rose. I'm tired of IOUs and those down payments, 'cause I'd like to own one thing that's mine. For that champagne taste and that beer bankroll gets me in trouble all the time.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there with an aerobic polka for you. The champagne taste and a beer bankroll polka. Sounds like a lot of problems there. All right, well, let's look at today's forecast. A high of 81 with some peaks of sunshine. Humid with a slight chance of a thunderstorm later this afternoon. Muggy tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely late, a low of 68. Friday, a small chance of showers early, then gradually decreasing and turning less humid. A high of 80. Mainly clear and comfortable Friday night, a low of 55. Mostly sunny and warm Saturday in 83. And Sunday, sunshine at times at a high of 73. Right now in Richland Center, after the daytime high yesterday up there in the upper 80s, and we missed the 90s just by a little bit. Right now it is 65 degrees, our overnight low. 5:25 the time. Here is Johnny Cash.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why, you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the times. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
The branches to the sun above. We spend our lifetimes reaching for a prayer, 'cause everybody needs someone to love. Everybody's reaching out for someone. Everybody's knocking at some door. And long before I ever found you, you're the one that I've reaching for. I've wanted you since the day my life began. I heard your footsteps running just beyond my mind. Ever since that moment I've been reaching for your hand, hoping you'd be reaching out for mine.
Pat Daisy on the old Light in the Milk Cow Show. Good morning. Good luck with your chores. We're at 65 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn wins the game against above-ground pests with three distinct modes of action. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Pressure is mounting to get a farm bill done yet this year. Brownfield's Brent Barnett and Megan Grebner have more from the 2024 Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa.
We're going to give the Senate a great bill to be able to work with.
House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson tells Brownfield he'd like to see a House vote before the U.S. presidential election.
Now I'm, working on closing the gap, the funding issue, working with Congressional Budget Office, and they've been very helpful. Quite frankly, working with individual members to make sure that we've got a strong, robust vote.
But Thompson says another extension is likely due to inactivity in the Senate.
I think that's creating a difficulty for Senator Stabenow to be able to have confidence that she will be able to get 60 votes. They don't have a bill at this point.
With more on the farm bill, here's Brownfield's Megan Grebner.
Thanks, Brent. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says he knows Chairman Thompson wants a farm bill wrapped up before the election.
If it doesn't get done before the end of the year, or if there's not an extension before the end of the year, then there's some ramifications that are pretty dire.
But he tells Brownfield changes have to be practical.
You have to take a look at what actual resources are indeed available for any new programs or expansions of existing programs and try to fit whatever you're proposing within the real cost, not a cost that's made up to try to overshadow.
Vilsack says he doesn't think it would take much, though, to get it done.
The areas of differences are just a handful. They're big, they're significant, but they're not impossible to bridge.
With Brent Barnett, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
A soybean researcher has doubts about the accuracy of USDA's projected soybean yields this year. Brownfield's Larry Lee has the story.
I think these yield estimates for NASS are over-exaggerated, if you will.
Sean Conley with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield.
I'll just use last year as an example. And the initial estimates that came out were relatively low, and I was like, there's no way we're going to be that low. And I'm looking at these numbers now, and I'm like, there's no way we're going to be that high.
Conley says the early moisture allowed the soybeans to put down shallow roots. But now that top 6 inches of soil is dry right when the plant is trying to fill the pods.
You can just drive around and look at the fields. You're seeing these parts burning off way earlier than they should.
From the University of Wisconsin's Arlington Ag Research Station, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
USDA recently projected a record 2024 U.S. soybean yield of 53.2 bushels per acre, up 2.6 bushels from 2023. And U.S. ethanol production dipped last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,071,000 barrels a day, down 27,000 on the week, but up 64,000 on the year. That year-to-year increase in production is driven by demand expectations and producer margins. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hastatum from Timsac Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $200 a ton and large rounds topped at $75 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We also have a sporting good auction that's coming up, which includes guns, hunting, fishing supplies, reloading, ammunition, and much more. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsacauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hastatum. Have a great day.
Wednesday, direct cash cattle markets were quiet and cash hogs were steady to lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets remained at a standstill yesterday. USDA did report some very light business at 184 live and 290 dressed, but not nearly enough to establish a trend. There were no reported bids or asking prices, and it looks like widespread activity will wait until at least today, if not tomorrow. Demand has been light in most of the major feeding areas, partially due to the generally hot, dry weather and last week's significant purchases for delayed delivery. At the Hub City Livestock Auction feeder cattle sale in South Dakota compared to the previous week, the best test was on heavyweight steers, which were 2 to 5 higher in a narrow comparison. The USDA says the market was active with good to very good demand for a light yearling offering with fewer grass-fed cattle but also less overall flesh. Load quality, mostly attractive. Package quality ranged from plain to attractive. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 900 to 980 pounds sold at $233.75 to $244. Large number one steers weighing 1,000 to 1,030 pounds reported at $227.50 to $231.50. Medium and large number one heifers averaging 726 pounds range from 253 to 257, and heifers averaging 848 pounds brought 242.50. Box beef was sharply lower with moderate movement. Choice is down 468 at 307.29. Select beef was 262 lower at 297.63. The estimated slaughter of 120,000 head was down 2,000 on the week and just over 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs were steady to lower with light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It was an unusually quiet day for those major direct markets, which opened with zero negotiated sales and only added a few thousand as the day progressed. Buyers have just not seemed all that interested this week with inconsistent domestic demand and an eye on next week's holiday. National direct barrels and gilts were $1.80 lower with a weighted average of $77.75. Iowa Southern Minnesota was down $2.06 at $77.35. And the Western Corn Belt was $1.76 lower at $77.75. The Midwest butcher hog markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin and Garnetville, Iowa were steady at $0.66. Pork was 77 cents lower at $95.28 on losses in loins, butts, picnics, and bellies. The estimated hog slaughter at midweek was 483,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and more than 7,000 on the year. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are down with rainfall in parts of the Midwest. September beans were 9 lower at 958.5. November was down 9.5 at 977. September corn was 2 lower at 365 and a quarter. December was down 2 at 390 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, waiting for that direct trade to get going. October live is down 77 at 178.62, and December is $1.07 lower at 177.77. September feeders were down 62 at 241.30. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads and keeping an eye on demand. October lean was down 40 at 81.67. December was up 27 at 71.92. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
With gene editing, the more you know, the better you feel about it. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Gene editing, not to be confused with genetic modification, is the process of trait development by making tweaks to existing genes. It's now used in both medicine and agriculture. And researchers from Arkansas, Florida, and Ohio recently learned how the public feels about it. Brandon McFadden is a professor at the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture and was one of the researchers doing the study. He says acceptance of the science had a lot to do with knowing more about it. But, says McFadden, that only works to a point.
For some people who are worried about the safety of these applications, really no amount of information will change their attitude. And so that's kind of worrisome. that we have a proportion of the public who is concerned about this, and that concern is fine. But it doesn't seem like evidence, whether it be scientific studies or whether it be time without negative events, will change their opinion. I urge the public, before they form a strong opinion, either way, whether they think it's safe or not, to do some research and some reading to understand a little bit more about the topic.
McFadden says GMOs were successful for farmers, but that wasn't communicated early on to consumers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call today.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The recent global dairy trade event saw higher prices for most dairy products, but cheddar cheese prices were down. Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield there are mixed signals in the cheese market.
The prices for cheese have gone higher over the past month. So, I mean, we'll see. Like, does the fact that prices have gone up a lot seems to suggest that it's a little bit tighter somewhere.
USDA released its cold storage data Friday, showing July cheese stocks down slightly from June and down 6% from July of 2023 at 1.4 billion pounds. A product analyst with Country Financial says farmers planning to chop corn silage need to first have a conversation with their crop insurance agent. Brian Davis tells Brownfield.
Farmers who are going to chop silage, call your agent and get that notification sent to them, especially if you're only going to chop a few acres. That is easily overlooked, and that causes some trouble if you're harvesting and turning in another claim.
He says the possibility of revenue claims this year make the notification even more important.
Let's say you've got a 100-acre field and you chop 10 acres. Let's say you've got a revenue claim. They're going to look at that and realize, wait a minute, we've got some acres here that don't look quite right, and that is really going to cause a pickle for getting that claim properly adjusted and paid.
Davis says silage yield estimates generated by the adjuster also allow for comparisons against the field's final production totals. Cash dairy prices pulled back from earlier week gains on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Wednesday. Dryway was down 1.25 cents at 55.25 cents. Blocks down 6.5 cents at 207.5. Barrels down 12.5 cents at 212.5. Butter unchanged at 319.75. Nonfat dry milk down a penny at $1.30.5. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
Today's forecast calls for high temperatures to reach around 81, with a slight chance of a thunderstorm late this afternoon. Muggy tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely late, at a low of 68. A high of 80 is scheduled for tomorrow. It looks like the weekend's going to be just out of sight. 83 Saturday, Sunday and Monday, 73 both days. In Richland Center, we're at 67. That is so far the overnight low. This is the Light in the Milk House Show, Thursday morning edition.
I suppose I ought to say congratulations, for you've won the only girl I'll ever love. But I hurt too much to face the situation. So take good care of her. Take good care of her. Just to be around her was my greatest pleasure. She was everything my future held in store. So remember, when you take my only treasure, to take good care of her. Take good care of her. must accept it. She loves you more than me. So with my broken heart, I'll bow out gracefully. Please don't send me any wedding invitation, for I couldn't bear to see her there with you. If she's happy, that will be my consolation. Just take good care of her. Take good care of her. Take good care of her.
We try to pick the most unlikely places, where no one's out to know us by our name. And for a while we share the sweet affection that makes it worth the sorrow and the shame of loving on back streets and living on Main, suffering hell through the daylight for the heaven darkness brings. Two hearts in the shadows trading passion for pain. Loving on back streets and living on Main. In the morning when I face the one who owns me and she confronts me with some things I can't explain, then once again I'll hate myself for living and wonder just how long my mind can stand the strain of loving on back streets and living on Main. Suffering hell through the daylight for the heaven darkness brings. Two hearts in the shadows trading passion for pain of loving on back streets and living on Main. Loving on back streets and living on Main.
Mel Streets on WRCO Radio and Loving on the Back Street. It is 11 minutes after the hour of, that is before the hour, 11 before the hour of 6 o'clock. Tony Schumacher's weather is coming up in just a little bit. We'll see what he thinks, but it looks like it's going to be just a fantastic weekend. So hopefully you're able to get out and enjoy a little bit of the activities in southwest Wisconsin, or a little R&R, doing a little camping maybe. It doesn't look like you'll have to put the rain flap up on your pup tent this weekend. We should be all right in that regard. La, la.
You're wearing. I'm glad you stumbled in here on your business trip. Before you close your tab, remember I play for tips. Well, I bet your wife is beautiful and you're really big so-and-so. Well, I'm not doing bad myself. Hey, friend, don't you know? Accounts and the IRS never worry me much. I don't need that stuff, 'cause I've got friends like you. Buy me drinks, have boats and planes that I can use. I know you're really living in that house of
and rich and living in the big time here on WRCO Radio. Weather coming up and regular features along the way. It was a nice win for the Brew Crew last night, and the Packers making a few moves here and there. In fact, cutting loose the kickers and bringing in somebody new. That was kind of a surprise this week after it looked like they had settled on Greg Joseph as the kicker. That's not the case. So that is a big question mark going into the season for the Packers.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The seventh season for J&R Country Ridge Orchard is underway. Rod and Julie look forward to seeing you and sharing another great pick-your-own apple crop. The early varieties are ready. When you pick your own apples, you add an awesome experience to the unbeatable value of a fresh apple, and there's nothing fresher than the apple you pick yourself at J&R Country Ridge Orchard of rural Lafarge. J&R Country Ridge Orchard is open for the season. J&R Country Ridge Orchard is open Wednesday through Saturday 9 to 5 and Sundays 10 to 5. Open Labor Day 9 to 5. We'll see you there.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. It is a quiet start to the day here across the region, just with some low-level clouds and humid air. That'll stick around today, but we'll probably see a few peaks of sun as well. Now, a large weather system out in the Plain States drawing closer will bring some heavy thunderstorms to Minnesota, Nebraska, western Iowa by later this afternoon. Probably some severe storms with high winds, hail, and tornadoes out that way. The line will weaken a bit as it heads our way later tonight. But still, we could see a decent amount of rain, maybe a half inch or so as it comes in after midnight tonight. That will be moving away early tomorrow. Behind it, some pretty nice weather conditions tomorrow afternoon all the way into the weekend. Temperatures still above normal through Saturday. Then a Canadian cold front will march in Saturday night. That'll just produce a shower or two in far northern Wisconsin, but it will knock our temperatures back below normal for Sunday and Labor Day. But with plenty of sunshine in the offing all the way into early next week, should be some rather pleasant conditions. Here's that forecast now for today. Mostly cloudy to a few peaks of sun. Humid with a slight chance of a thunderstorm later this afternoon. High at 81. Southeast wind up to 10. Tonight, muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely after midnight. Low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, small chance of showers early, then gradually decreasing clouds, turning less humid. High near 80. West-northwest wind up to 10. Saturday, mostly sunny and warm, lows in the mid-50s, high near 83. Sunday, sunny or partly cloudy and cooler, low 57 with a high of 73. Labor Day, comfortable with plenty of sunshine, low at 47, high 73. Tuesday, still sunny and nice, low 49, high 77. And Wednesday, mostly sunny and warmer, low at 54 with a high near 82 degrees. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
65 and partly cloudy this morning. Yesterday's high was 88. Record high, 97 in 1984. Record low, 35 in 1965. A year ago, 81 the high, and the low was 62. Sunset will occur at 7:42 this evening. Sunrise time this morning will be around 6:21. South winds are at 4 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.07. There's been no precipitation today. 68 was the midnight